Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I heard I was about a minute or two late to the start of the extravaganza today. But I heard you, and you know I'm with you 100%.
Huh?
Excuse me? Let me talk Starkey.
You gotta talk louder, though. Then repeat the question.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Then talk Starkey. Those were the moments when I was like, to be honest, I would get mad at Dave Mona because Dave Mona would look this way. My father's a lip reader.
Yes.
He is a lip reader.
Uh-huh.
And Dave would look this way at times. Our boy DeRussia.
Yeah.
I forget who we had in. Bringing in Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You don't know what I have a little bit this summer? Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm.
I'm kind of coming around on that.
Yep.
Coming
Jen
around.
Jen likes the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah. So I wasn't here for the whole DeRussia experience. I listened to plenty on the ride home. But you come in today and tell people what you saw.
Well, I didn't see it. I was driving in and Vanita explained that when she got into the studio this morning, there was a half bottle of wine and a glass, couple glasses. One of the glasses still had wine in it, and then she tweeted a picture of it and said, geez, I wonder who this is from.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew exactly, and I said to myself, boy, you know, there's one guy I know who would really appreciate that, and that's you.
Yeah, because I hate it.
Yes, I know you do.
I hate it with a passion.
Yes.
With a passion, because John Williams, another incredibly nice guy, would do it every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. We've had other hosts who do that. Just leave stuff here.
Yeah.
So where did Vanita then put the wine?
I don't even know. I think they might have put it. Apparently, she wasn't as miffed as Jimmy Erickson was also pretty miffed at that. Like, he's this kind of the same way that you and I are.
Yeah.
It's personal to me because Mike Max used to eat food and Mike Lynch used to eat food at my desk in the newsroom and leave it like just crumbs everywhere. And I mean, it's like, come on, man.
It's arrogance, and it's laziness, and it's kind of being full of yourself.
Yeah.
Because both of them, you're 100% right, would do that all the time. I remember how fired up you would get when Maxie would sit there.
In fairness, it was only one time, but okay. It was like, my God, dude. Like, it was just like an Italian restaurant. It exploded on my desk.
I was worried, Harrigan, where he was going. I was about to eject myself from this entire thing when the Italians are protesting outside. That was Adam.
Yes.
DeRussia, you know, I feel like I need to get 10 bottles of expensive red and
yes.
I'll feel better about it.
Right.
You know?
That'd be fair.
Would that be fair?
It'd be fair. A couple for me. I brought it up to your attention.
Oh, I mean, 10 for me, 10 for you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You guys are no better than the PGA.
Yes. Make sure that's Saudi, Saudi wine.
Yes. Jason is our Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
We could be bought out. Well, how about Charlie? Does Charlie deserve some heat? Because Charlie was in for Dan yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Totally.
Does the producer, like if I bring somebody in and I don't know. Do you think Charlie was having any in the rosé yesterday?
I'm going to say no.
No, probably no. Is it just my responsibility, Dave, or do you feel like as producer show, you would also have some responsibility to pick up after me? It seems ridiculous that you would need to.
As a producer, I would feel it's your responsibility. I think there's many talent, and the talent, the hosts, the announcers.
Use that term loosely.
That word. And probably some in management that would say, no, clean up after him.
Yes, I think there are management types who would say you need to clean up.
That would say it would be nice if the host would pick it up, but come on, do it for him.
Did you consider finding the rosé and pouring it all over one of Jason's two offices?
That's another thing. I mean, it's like we had a conference room, and now that's his office. And I deferred to him when we both were hired as hosts at the same time. I deferred. I said, you know what? You take the office with the window. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now,
how do you feel now? How do you feel now that he's also at
right.
the conference?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't tell you the last time I stepped foot in my office. So,
because you guys go in the green room,
right? But we don't put our name tags up there and say, "Hey, this is our office." I mean, we were in there one time, and a guest came in to be in the morning show. We got out of there. Like, let's get out of here. We didn't say, hey.
But you meet
beat it.
In the morning mm-hmm. before the show.
In the green room.
In the green room.
Yes.
So you're
comfortable. It's
how
kind of
are
a,
you different than Jason?
I just said, look, he set
just
up
the
shop
name tag.
In there. The name tag. There's computers in there. It's a
Is
big
there any difference.
Oh, stop.
There's no difference.
There's
okay.
a difference. When
what?
You, when you bring in the computers, when you've got actual desktop
yes,
computers
you.
Set up, there is a difference.
There's a big difference. That I can tell you.
All right, let's pause.
That I can tell you.
That I can tell you. How beautiful is the Mar-a-Lago story that they're attempting to flood the pool? I mean, this is really happening. The former president of the United States is saying, hey, pool guy, flood the pool so they can't find the records of the classified documents. If this was a movie on Cinemax.
It'd be like, okay, that's a stretch.
I mean, you wouldn't watch it. You can't make it up. Okay, more with Ask Adam Anything. We'll get you in the mix, 651-461-9226. I want to talk John Schuster. You want me to talk John Schuster right now, don't you?
No, I actually want you to talk KNS Heating and Air.
All right. Is John later? Or?
John can sell you the home, but he's not going to heat it, and he's not going to cool it.
Let's cool it. I hope John has a little KNS at the house. Right now, KNS, ksheating.com. 30-plus years in business, they'll sell you a Lennox air conditioner for under $3,000. Try to top that. High quality, high efficient Lennox AC. When you purchase the AC, you can purchase, guess what, a furnace for under $4,000. So you now are set with the Lennox AC and furnace for under $7,000 when all discounts and rebates are applied. A company with this credibility, reliability, product, and prices, you will not top them. Have them out for a free estimate. Cost you nothing. Track them down. 35 years in business, ksheating.com, or call them 952-697-HEAT. Sell out music all day. That's what we're playing. Dexter nails it. Sounds like there's still plenty of wine in the studio now.
With an H, right?
Yes. Adam, how am I supposed to trust anything Jason DeRussia, and it's spelled DeRussia, Russia, says in his restaurant
DeRussia,
reviews?
DeRussia, Russia.
You know? Is he in the pocket of big restaurants?
Big restaurants.
Yes. I don't think so.
No.
Jason, he won't leave scalding reviews, but he is not. It's not Pavlov. There's too many others. Go ahead, Rick Nelson. Rick Nelson. I mean, honestly, I waited for Rick to say anything with positive things. Although, still, my favorite Rick Nelson moment when he was working at the Star Tribune and there was some Adrian Peterson note, and remember he said, "No idea who this guy is. I have no idea who Adrian Peterson is." Now, I get it. There's tons of people who don't care about sports. That's fine. You do you. You can't be a journalist at the Star Tribune where you have to pay attention to StarTribune.com. You have to pay attention to news and also not know who the most prominent athlete is in town at that time. That was Rick trying to show how cultured he was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't lower myself to sports. Is that how you are now, not lowering yourself to sports?
No, I lower myself all the time for many different reasons. Sports is just one of them.
Why does Ask Adam Anything start at 12:53? You give him no time.
That's a good question. A
lot of hype. Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm taking this to live. I'm taking Ask Adam Anything to live. I do like Greg Norman. I think Tom Lehman was wrong about my pal, Greg Norman, the shark.
You were in here the previous segment. You get plenty of time on the show. You can join any time you want. Are you going to Grand Rapids later this year for Jason Isbell? Somebody wants to know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did that just happen?
No, I saw it a couple weeks ago where it's I forget the name of Riverfest or something in Grand Rapids.
Yep.
So he's headlining there. And I was trying to find like a spot for our camper that would be fantastic to go up there and camp and then see Jason Isbell. So no firm plans yet. If it happens, it'd be great.
How much today would you pay for Taylor Swift?
I'm thinking about three tickets because I'd take my daughters with me.
Okay. And hello. There's somebody who's the love of your life, the lobster.
She's already going.
Oh, she's going separately from you.
Yes. She's going with her daughter and then.
Okay.
So I would pay. Yeah, it's like. I don't know, man. It's like.
Well, I'll add this.
500 like a piece, so that's 1500. I don't know, man. It's like.
You got no chance. You have no chance at that figure.
No. No, I know. That's craziness.
Like when we had the debate yesterday, Dave, about biggest stars on the planet. These tickets, lowest price now, $1,500 a couple weeks out. What's it going to be like the week of? $2,500? $3,000?
And then does it, like an hour before the show, would you be able to scoop one up?
Well, I want to bring
Scoop one up at $900.
Right, I want to bring Q.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if it's just me and you going to show and the two of us just waiting outside. Sure.
We don't care. Sure. But you want to be there for the opening. Yeah.
I can't tell Q. We're just going to hang.
Wing it.
And I'm waiting for my guy, Tommy, to see if he can lower. But you're right. How low will they go?
Yeah.
What are we doing with show? Although, I guess the comeback is, because we looked it up, Beyonce, about $150.
Yeah. It's a bargain.
It's 10%. 10% to see Beyonce compared to T. Swift. I mean, that's unbelievable. Let me get to some other items. How about Reggie Fowler? Did you see? $700 million crypto scam. The former almost
Vikings owner.
$700 million. Where does Adam Carter stand right now in crypto?
No clue. I'm aware of it. I've never been interested in dabbling in it. It sure seems like it took a serious hit last year.
Yep. We went after a bunch of stars for doing ads.
Yes, right.
It seemed a little weird to me.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like our guy LD. Mm-hmm. We're close. We call him LD. If he does, like for one of our companies that we advertise for, if all of a sudden they're involved in some fraudulence, right? And, of course, the companies we sponsor, never be a part.
Of course not.
Never. Jason's.
It's purely hypothetical.
Jason's, maybe. Yeah. We should then be sued? Doesn't that seem absurd?
Yes and no. I mean, we're touting it.
So what do you think, Dave? I mean, I agree. We should try
it's to- different. Like, so how are you presenting it? Like, I'm thinking of the crypto ad with Larry David. It's more of like, here's a funny ad with Larry David for a product. But if it's Larry David said, I use this and I'm going to make millions, then it's to me that's different.
That is. What do you think?
I think Adam kind of said it right there. If you're touting it as this is, I believe in it. This, you should do what I do. Yeah, I could see where there's a little bit of culpability.
It is interesting responsibility. How do you feel?
Physically?
Yeah, how do you feel?
30 years ago today, I graduated from high school.
Oh.
60 years ago today, my mom graduated from high school.
Can I have your mom on
the
next day or so?
Go ahead.
I miss her. Will you text me your number?
I will.
So are you going to your 30-year reunion?
It is. Surprisingly, it's at the mayor's house.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, honestly.
He's trying to get me involved. It's Composure Days weekend.
Is he profiting somehow?
It's Sauerkraut Days weekend.
Wait, you have Sauerkraut Days?
No, it's Composure Days. And he's trying to rope me into driving this class of 93 float, which I don't even know what. I think it's just a car in the parade.
I hope you have more people than just are in the car. I mean, it's kind of a small reunion.
Just me, one guy.
Just you. I got my 40 this year.
Yeah.
How old am I? It's over. It's been an adequate run. Thank you.
You bet.
Next hour, we'll start it with a pathetic tweet. No, next hour, let's go D-Day. Let's go D-Day. We'll get to the pathetic tweet later. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.